Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast where we do a quiz, we have a chat, we squeeze in an advert break, and we repeat the whole thing all over again, Monday to Friday, forever. If you're new, welcome. If you've been here since the start, we really respect you. Now, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and it's Sport Wednesday. My guest is Jessica Foster Q. You may have heard her on The Guilty Feminist or on Hoovering, which is an excellent podcast about food. Jessica, how are you today?
I'm so well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We've got 15 points to play for. Let's quiz. Question number one, boxing. What does the T in TKO stand for?
Oh, okay. So it's something knockout. So I kind of want to go for total knockout.
Oh, that's actually better. KO does stand for knockout. The T is unfortunately technical.
Technical knockout. Now I know. I'm never going to forget that. You know when you learn something, you're like, that's gone in forever.
Yeah.
That's what's happened there.
Absolutely. Question number two. In which UK city would you find the snooker venue, the Crucible?
That's it. I know this one because I was born there. It's in Sheffield.
Fantastic. Correct answer is Sheffield. Question number three. Greco-Roman, freestyle and amateur pankration are all modern types of which Olympic event?
I know this one. I've got some amazing women in my life who do this professionally. It's wrestling.
Fantastic. Which form?
I think it's that they do.
Is it amateur pankration? Because I'm interested in that one.
I have never heard of amateur pankration. And had that been the only option, I wouldn't have been able to answer the question. But the old Greco-Roman was a nice, big, juicy clue. I'm not sure what type they do. It's the types where you like dress up and it's kind of like a sort of choreographed fight.
Wow.
Where the whole point is that no one really gets hurt, but you still get hurt a bit and you still need to be really strong and great at gymnastics.
I love that. I love that that's why you got the answer right. Thank you very much. Correct answer was wrestling. Question number four. In what month of the year does the Tour de France usually finish?
Oh, I don't have a clue about this, but I think just because usually finish is so interesting, because you've said finish, I'm going to guess at September, because I feel like they'd maybe do it just past the peak of summer.
I was thinking
dry.
That as well, but actually the answer is July. They end it in the mid-summer.
Okay.
But you know that now. You can say that now. Question number five. In 1912, which Asian nation became the first to compete in an Olympic Games?
To compete in the Olympics?
In an Olympic Games, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, just in terms of size, I'm going to guess at China.
The correct answer was Japan. In 1912, those Olympic Games were held in Sweden. Wow, 1912. Question number six. Who has more Ashes Test Series wins, England or Australia?
I feel like this was recently tipped to England. England.
Final answer. The correct answer is Australia, but only by one win. One win. Australia has 33. England has 32. There have been six draws.
I'm sorry, my Australian friends, for that arrogant answer.
Question number seven. If you were a goofy stance skateboarder, which foot would you place on the front of your board?
So goofy means that you are kind of left-footed or left-handed. So I am right-handed and I think I would instinctively therefore have my left foot forward so I could steer at the back of my right foot. So I'd say that a goofy would have their right foot forward.
Correct. Yes, correct. It was right. I love that. I love the way you got there. You really, you worked it out and it made complete sense that your answer was right. Get and the answer me. Is actually right. Question number 8. What is the name of the process in which youth players are shared out amongst teams in the NBA and NFL?
The name of the process. This is interesting, isn't it? I've got no idea. I'm going to say something like varsity selection.
Well, yes, it's like a sort of big day where all the college players get picked up by different teams. So yeah. Varsity is a good guess, but the answer is the draft.
Okay.
It's called the draft. Amazing. Question number 9. On a dartboard, what number comes after 20 if you go clockwise?
I think it's three. I'm going to go for three.
Final answer?
It's three or one. I'm going to change it to one.
I'm so pleased you did. The correct answer is one.
Phew.
Three's down the bottom. Oh, see, sometimes you just need a bit more time.
Yes, thank you for my bit more time.
The final 3 questions have multiple correct answers. Let's get some points. Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name either participant from the 1973 Battle of the Sexes tennis match?
Martina Navratilova?
Oh, incorrect.
Okay.
The correct answer was Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs.
Oof. Okay.
That was, of course, turned into a film. Billie Jean King was played by Emma Stone. Bobby Riggs played by Steve Carell. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name any 2 active snooker players to have won the world championship twice or more? And by active, I just mean they're still professionally playing.
Yeah. Someone white, Jimmy White?
I'm afraid not.
Okay. And then there's Stephen, something beginning with her. Stephen Henderson.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It's Stephen Hendry. Oh, God, that was hard. That was hard to hear you do. I can't tell you how hard that was to hear you do. The answers were Stephen Hendry, Ronnie O'Sullivan. You could have had John Higgins, Mark Williams and Mark Selby. But good on you.
Oh, I've absolutely heard of half of them.
Question number 12. For 3 points in your final question on your Sport Wednesday quiz, can you name any 3 of the 10 most valuable sports team franchises in the world? And these are according to Forbes magazine valuations in the summer of 2020.
So these are sports teams that are worth the most.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go for Manchester United.
Correct. Number 10.
In the world, the biggest sports team in the whole world... So there could be some American ones in there, but the thing is the Premiership is massive all around the world, apart from in America. I will go for Chelsea.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. I don't have Chelsea on the list. They are not in the top 10 most valuable sports team franchises in the world.
And then I'm going to go for... From my travels around the world, I was surprised at how many people I met in different countries all over, like Asia and Central America and places like that, and even Russia, who supported Liverpool. When they say Liverpool.
Incorrect. I'm afraid the Americans really take up this this list. We've got number 1, Dallas Cowboys, American football. 2, New York Yankees, baseball. 3, New York Knicks, basketball. 4, the LA Lakers, basketball. 5, the Golden State Warriors, basketball. Number 6, Real Madrid, football. 7, New England Patriots, American football. 8, Barcelona, football. 9, New York Giants, American football. And then our lovely Man U at the end there for football at 10. So you got Man U.
And got
they
one
seem
of them,
to be
hey.
The only British representation on the list. So well done. At the end of Sport Wednesday, which I think you did a lot better than you thought, your score is 5.
Okay, I mean, it's better than, you know.
We'll talk Jess through her points after this break.
Hello, I'm Geraint Thomas.
And I'm Tom Fordyce.
And this is your official invite to come and join our brand new cycling club.
Now, good news, it's a podcast too. So you can come and listen to us, try and build this club from scratch. And we'll have a few familiar faces joining us for the ride too. Right, G, time to tell everyone what we've called this club.
Well, we thought long and hard about this, so we came up with a strong, original name that really stands out. The Geraint Thomas Cycling Club.
Yeah, I suppose it's easy to remember at least, isn't it? We will have new episodes for you every single Tuesday.
Come and join us.
You did do your best. And you know what? Sports Wednesday's no joke. Especially, I mean, it's a hard, ploddy one to get through if you don't know much about sports. And you really did do well.
I really tried. I'm slightly annoyed at myself for not knowing more. I don't know anything about baseball or basketball, but I quite like American football. I should have guessed a few of those.
Oh, do you like American football?
Yeah,
so you watch
Ish. I mean, I've watched some Super Bowls, and I have an ex-partner who supported Seattle Seahawks, so I watched quite a lot of them at one point. And I've kind of put some effort into learning the rules and learning to care about it vaguely while I'm watching it, at least. So, it's a type of knowledge in terms of outside of the teams that I regularly hear spoken about, that I'm not going to remember the name of the place and then the animal, in the right order.
Right. But you knew who the Dallas Cowboys were?
Yes.
Okay, good. And we've discovered that we both love a game of pool.
Yeah. I think for me, it's a bit of a misspent youth. I grew up in the countryside and my dad would take me to a pub that had a family room. So I'd just sit playing pool with other kids while our parents had a great time in the main pub bit.
Yeah, absolutely. God, I miss those family rooms with pool tables. Yeah. They don't exist anymore. My mum used to run pubs, so I got taught by all the locals how to play pool.
Amazing.
So I'm really quite good.
Get in.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much for your Sports Wednesday quiz.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends as well. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. Let us know where you're listening and what you're doing while you're listening, whether it's walking the dog, watering the plants, or getting on the bus. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.